UK. From the Civic Media Radio Network, moving Wisconsin forward one joke at a time. This is As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Broad.
And so it goes, and so it goes, and so it goes, and so it goes. But where it's going, no one knows. Hello, Wisconsin!
Now, filling in for the new mom, here's Jane Matinere.
Good morning and welcome to As Goes Wisconsin. So happy to have you along with us. Greg Bach is with me in studio. Calvin is on the board. And we always love to hear from you at 844-967-2789-844-96.
Party. There we are. Party.
Party. Yes. There we go. All kinds of things coming up on today's show. Kristen Rye will be joining us at 10:33 for a round of the good, the bad. And you stole how many of these?
As many as I wanted.
Well, apparently so. That is coming up at 10:33 at 11 o'clock at 11:06. We haven't done this in a while. It's going to be...
More words from men.
You're not going to want to miss...
No.
...that.
Not this heaping pile of dumpster fires.
It's hilarious and yet somewhat disturbing.
Infuriating.
Infuriating, exactly. I wanted to start off with, though... On the one hand, I find this really hilarious, and on the other hand, I find it really sad and very concerning. Yesterday on social media, Donald Trump announced that if you buy all 47 of his new mugshot edition digital cards for $4,653, you get an autographed piece of the suit he wore when he was arrested.
We've all seen his signature, so therefore it's going to have to be a sizable amount of fabric.
One would think so.
Yeah.
I just imagine if this were any other former president doing something like this.
Oh,
would we not be appalled?
Maybe, but also you don't think that a Barack Obama's autograph suit wouldn't go like that? Come on.
I'm not saying it wouldn't sell. I'm just saying.
Oh, yeah. I mean, this is huckster of the highest regard. Like, this is next level.
And I guess what concerns me is that there are people who are probably not in the financial situation who will go ahead and buy this.
Oh, absolutely. When that NFT came out earlier this year and we were like, ugh, whatever, it sold out within minutes. It was gone. And it was, I think it was like $100 a piece. It was not cheap and they're worth nothing. None of those things are.
Right. They have no value.
They have no value whatsoever. But people will buy them. I just want to know, like, are they doing variations on a theme? Like one card has just the original and then there's another one where he looks old timey Western. And there's another one where he's like, has a cigar hanging out. It looks like, you know, what was it? Tony Lunch Meats from yesterday.
Tony Pork Chops.
Tony Pork Chops.
Yeah.
Tony Cold Cuts.
You know, it's they're all imagined images of the former president
with a very defined jawline, I'm sure.
Oh yes, and a much svelter.
Yeah.
Figure.
Better hair. We're not here to shame.
But again, I am worried about the fact that there will be people who are going to shell out almost $5,000 in order to get an autographed piece of the suit Donald Trump wore when he was arrested. I know they're there.
I'm going to ask a question. These individuals who are going to do this are individuals who were referring to the other day as on the far end of the bell curve where there's no getting to them. They think the election was stolen. They're going to vote for Trump. They're going to write him in. That's done. So the question I have for you is, why do you care that they spend their money on this dreck?
Because they're still fellow human beings, and I think they're being grifted. I think they're being cheated. And the fact that anyone would actually believe that piece of cloth you're going to get, it really came from that particular suit... Boy, that's a stretch.
But hey, I had a teacher in high school who wore a cross around his neck, and inside that cross was a tiny little glass vial, and inside that little glass vial was a tiny piece of wood that he was told was part of the original crucifixion. And so, I mean, people are going to buy what makes them feel good. And I'm not saying it was good or bad, but you wear that around your neck, makes you feel good. And you buy those things because it makes you feel good. I don't know why it makes you feel good. They're getting grifted. That boat left. That's grift boat. Grift boated. See what I did there?
Yeah.
They're grifted. They're in it. It doesn't matter. Like I said yesterday, the only way they're ever going to change their mind is they got to come to the conclusion themselves. No one here is going to do it for them.
You're absolutely right. Jordan, we have a clip from Calvin, rather. We have a clip from a Jordan Klepper who is from The Daily Show.
Correct.
And
yes,
he goes to a lot of Trump events and Trump rallies and likes to talk to the attendees. So here is his exchange with one young man. This is Gordon Klepper from The Daily Show.
I was excited to see the sights and sounds and the long lines of politically engaged citizens. And it didn't take long to spot the new piece of must-have MAGA merch, the mugshot.
Never surrender to the tyranny.
What is Trump doing here on this shirt?
This is his mugshot.
Gotcha. So that was taken when he surrendered to authorities to have his picture taken.
Long pause.
Huh? It says never surrender, but...
Is that on the back? Is the butt? Let me see the back. Let me see the back.
I think it's just Trump.
It's just Trump. So where's the butt part? Is that, that's implied.
844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY. Does this disturb you at all? Or are you like Greg? It's like, look, these are adults. They can do what they want with their money.
And also, I'm used to it. At this point...
That doesn't surprise you.
This is 2023. We're rounding a decade in the making of this whole brand that is Trump the politician. So nothing surprises me. The only thing that surprises me is for myself is that idea of forgetting the most incendiary things he said because he just says stupider things later. Like, you know, that's the only thing. Nothing he does surprises me anymore. Nothing he says surprises me anymore because he's just a man gripping the last bits of fame he can if he doesn't get the nomination.
Oh, he will get the nomination.
I guess there's an
off chance he won't, but I would be very surprised if he did not get the GOP nomination.
If he doesn't go to prison first.
Right. 844-967-2789. Karina from Milwaukee joining us this morning. Good morning, Karina. Thanks for calling in.
It's a disease. Honestly, I truly think it's a disease and an obsession. And if people have enough money to do that, well, you know, how I can say poop in front of the shovel, right? This is their business. Unfortunately for us, this is a society we're living in where people think it's a valuable. Anything from Trump is actually valuable. And I'm sad. I'm very sad.
I agree with you, Karina. It makes me sad that people will fall for this. Again, it's almost $5,000. Thank you for calling, Karina. Almost $5,000 for all 47 of Donald Trump's new mugshot edition digital cards. So again, this is not a physical thing, right, Greg? It only exists online.
If it's a
digital card.
Yeah, they probably send you a folder, and then you get to look at them on your phone.
And then you get this piece of cloth.
Yep.
Allegedly from the suit he wore when he was arrested.
I mean, honestly, like, I'm such a huge fan of John Oliver. I'm thinking about the episode where he was talking about these TV preachers. And the things they will do and say to get you to send them money, sending you little gifts and saying, but you got to send us back this. And this is the same idea, just a religious.
Yes.
Even though to them he is a religion, he's not really like he's using the fact that they think of him as touched by God.
Yes, they do.
And
many do.
I mean, you think about that for a second. If you enlist your mind into what I'm doing, I will give you a piece of my cloth. A piece of my robe. It is blessed. It is written upon. The king has written upon it.
You have a really good point.
I mean, it's...
There is an allure there, right?
Absolutely. I mean, there are people out there who'd be like, if you buy this box set of Taylor Swift's all of her records, you will get a guitar string. You don't think that that would sell out in 4 seconds? And when I say 4 seconds, I mean literally 4 seconds. Of course there were. We all have those individuals in our lives.
844-967-2789. You can call and or text or leave a comment on the live stream, on Facebook, YouTube, and or Twitter. Bill from Oconomowoc, good morning, my friend. How are you?
On all of that, you know, people have to understand the difference between sanity and insanity. And he, it just flows out of him. It's hard to believe in our civilized culture we're tolerating that. We're supposed to have a culture that we represent the world as the number one power in the world, the number one government with a guy like him. It's got to start quickly that enough is enough. You're done. You're finished. I teach Christian leadership groups. I've been blessed. I've got three of them, soon to be four. We minister to a lot of people. And when that comes up, as it does, I get very irritated to say either you buy into the Bible cover to cover, but don't cherry pick it, because if you cherry pick it, you're in trouble, not with me, but with the divine powers. So if you're going to use it like Mike Johnson uses it, or Trump, or whoever, you're really crossing a line that will affect you for infinity. And if you don't understand that, I'll help you. I won't get mad at you. I will help you. But to make people believe this, here's the good thing. Here's the good news. How about some good news?
Yes.
He's so far out on that plank, he can't walk it back anymore. Neither can any of these mega right people. Now they got to live with who they are.
Absolutely.
And, slowly but surely, they're losing people left and right. These polls where they talk about it, it's kind of like when Fox needed a recession when Biden was in. We were told we have a recession. Unfortunately, we don't have a recession. Or fortunately, we don't have a recession. Yeah. But we've been led to believe we're in a recession. People wake up. He's a danger, clear and present danger to our nation.
Thank you so much, Bill. Really appreciate it. You can always join us, 844-967-2789. Stay close. This is As Goes Wisconsin. You're listening across the Civic Media Radio Network. Stop. If we do it right at the end of the night, we'll be smiling in our mugshots. When we see the souvenir, we'll be grinning ear to ear, smiling in our mugshots. Smiling in our mugshots. Welcome to As Goes Wisconsin. Jane Matinere in for Kristen Bry. She's going to be joining us at 10:33, so stay close for that. Greg Bach with me in studio. Calvin on the board. You can always join us at 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Just real briefly, and then we're going to move on. Donald Trump yesterday putting on social media that if one of his fans buy all 47 of his new mugshot edition digital cards for $4,653, you also get an autographed piece of the suit he wore when he was arrested. Texter listening in Green Bay on the 715. Honestly, this is not the original suit. You think he'd cut up one of his own suits? No way. I don't think that's wrong.
I mean, also, I don't care. Yeah. But they get to feel warm at night.
Apparently so. All right. Texter also shared this link, and I did see this cross. We had a bunch of stuff that kind of broke right before we went on the air this morning. Article in today's Milwaukee Journal Sentinel regarding the Waukesha School District. Amy Menzel resigned as a Waukesha West High School teacher in 2022, she says in this article. I could no longer do my best work as an educator in Waukesha. So she is among several people, including a current Waukesha School District teacher and the parent of a Waukesha student, who say they've recently filed federal complaints over the Waukesha School District's treatment of LGBTQ plus students and staff. They think this move, like the 2021 controversial issues policy, are violating the First Amendment. The three longtime Waukesha residents agree the district was not always like this, but in the past 2 years, they say they've seen it become a hostile environment to the LGBTQ plus community. And I think we've talked to several parents in the Waukesha School District.
Yeah.
We also talked to the teacher who lost her job over Rainbow Land song.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think these parents are alone.
Yeah. Melissa Garvis sat in this very studio 2 days ago.
Right.
I mean, it is just, it's blatant, it's brazen, and they just might as well say, get out of our school.
We don't want you. You're not welcome.
Exactly. Like, I mean, that's all I'm hearing from this. There's no, and this is a public school too. It's kind of what Bill was talking about on the call. They have some answering to do because these types of attitude have dire consequences.
Absolutely.
For children, terrible consequences for families. And I'm not hoping, wishing, or thinking. I'm just living in the fact that so many young queer kids out there are homeless, without family contact, are harming themselves, and they're doing it because of situations like this. I mean, sometimes when your family doesn't accept you, school is where you go to get away from the chaos.
Yeah.
Could you imagine going to a place where you are surrounded by thousands of people where everyone you feel like are saying you're not welcome, even if you have friends, you don't feel
safe.
Like you belong and you don't feel safe.
According to an LGBTQ plus advocacy group, 82% of LGBTQ plus students have experienced firsthand harassment or bullying in school. According to the Trevor Project, youth who reported having at least one accepting adult were 40% less likely to have a suicide attempt.
Yes.
So, yeah, the support and the acknowledgement, just the recognition that you exist.
Just the feeling of belonging and safety is all it, not all, it's a huge factor. And now these school board members wanted, and these teachers, and just, I'm ashamed.
Again, this is from an article in today's Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. The school district of Waukesha Superintendent James Siebert emailed and said the district is not aware of any complaints and that the district's policies ensure the First Amendment rights of students and staff. Siebert also says the admin has clearly explained which student services or staff are available to help students on various issues and pointed to multiple club offerings for students. Our staff have a professional obligation to serve all. We continue providing multiple opportunities for kids to feel safe and have their individual values respected at school. 844-967-2789. Stephen from Green Bay is on the line. Good morning, Stephen. What do you think about this?
Well, I got two things. First of all, the whole Trump selling his suit thing, other than it being horribly stupid, I think it serves the purpose that he once served, and it gets people talking about him. And I think that's one thing that he's trying to do, is just keep his, you know, name circulating out there and in the front of people's minds. Now, with this whole thing with Waukesha School District, I think it's unfortunate, to say the least, that in 2023, we still, as individuals, some of us have this hatred for people that don't look like us or don't think the way we do or don't love the people that we love. I think we are going backwards as a country rather than forwards. And I think something is really going to have to happen drastically to change the trajectory that we're going on, or we're headed for a very dark place. In school, I always learned that if you don't learn from history, history will repeat itself. And I think we are on the curve of history repeating itself if we don't change something soon.
Oh, Stephen, you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. And unfortunately, I think it is the goal of some to send us back.
Exactly what I was thinking.
It is.
Exactly what I was thinking.
That is the absolute goal, because there is some idea that life in the 1950s was the perfect nirvana dream time in America. And that's what we need to go back to.
Yes. That's an
When women couldn't get their own credit cards. Or have birth control.
But you look so nice when you made dinner, though.
I know. I mean, I know. Thank you for calling, Stephen. Appreciate it.
You know, actually thinking about that, you think about that, what Steven said in the beginning about Donald Trump trying to stay in the news. He's literally ripping his clothes off of his body.
Oh, he is not.
No. But he is. But I'm saying, my point is, like, he's literally ripping the clothes off of his body and saying, please look at me. Remember me. It's all I have. Like, I mean, it's the height of patheticness.
Well, his niece, Mary Trump, who is a very, very vocal critic of his.
Yeah.
He essentially said the same thing last night on Twitter. It's like, this is just sad.
Yeah.
This is just sad. But Steven's right. He loves the spotlight. That's yep. where he, that's where he
No attention is bad attention to him.
Yeah. All attention is good attention.
Yeah.
All right. Coming up, Kristen Bry will be here. I highly encourage you to join us on the live stream. You can see how she's doing. Join us on YouTube, Facebook, and or Twitter. And just a reminder to download the fine, free Civic Media app.
Free?
It's free, Greg Bach.
I don't have to pay a single dime?
You don't have to pay a single thing.
Not a ducat?
Nope, not a ducat.
Not a ruble?
Not a peso, not a nothing. Absolutely free. So if you're going to be heading out on the road for the holidays or you're going to be traveling, make sure you download some of your favorite podcasts and you can take us along with you. Don't go away. This is As Goes Wisconsin. You're listening on the Civic Media Radio Network. Welcome, welcome to As Goes Wisconsin. So happy to have you along with us this morning. Hello, Hayward, listening on WBZH and everyone across the Civic Media Network, also listening on the stream, watching on the stream on YouTube, Facebook, and or Twitter. She's here. Mom is here. Kristen Bry, how are you doing? I know you said this is a makeupless Wednesday, but girl, you still got Riz.
Still got Riz. I like that you're incorporating that that slang into your vernacular,
see,
Jane.
See how hip you, I am?
You're so hip.
Yeah. Don't
so,
break that hip.
Don't break the hip is probably more accurate. We are going to do ultimately the good, the bad, and you stole how many of these? But first, I just want to see how you're doing and how perfect Francis is doing. Frankie Lou, what's going on with the baby? How are you feeling?
Well, just this morning, I was putting the final touches on our Christmas cards, and so you will both be receiving those in the next week or so. And so I think we have a star on our hands. She likes the camera.
That's
shocking.
But I also don't know how unique that it will be to her, because think about the difference of, I didn't grow up with a phone in my face, like constantly taking 12,000 pictures of me every single day, but I already have, I think, literally 12,000 pictures of, not really, I'm kidding, but
I bet you have several thousand.
The amount of pictures I have of her and how from literally the day she was born, how used to a phone in her face she will be, and all kids are now, versus the like 10 pictures I think I can find of me as a infant that my mom has and my grandma has and stuff like that. And so I wonder if it's like the generation of like total hams we're raising, because they're like, yeah, take my picture. But regardless, whether I'm biased or not, she is, she's a star.
Absolutely. Well, and I think it's interesting too, the whole picture thing, at least when I was growing up, and I'm the youngest of six. So there were all kinds of pictures of my sister, Suzanne, who is the oldest.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And there's like, you know, there's 100 pictures of my sister and you get to me and there's two.
I want to make a daguerreotype
like, yeah,
joke.
Whatever. She's the last one. Yeah. She's, yeah, but that's fine.
Oh, yeah.
So if you're going to do that and if you're going to have a second one, I just think it's important for parents to remember to try and keep that equal a little bit.
I know that's the advice you're going to give if you have a second kid.
I know it wears off on the second and third and fourth ones, but, you know, just try.
Well, it is so interesting because it's such a unique, and I don't know, I'm sure there's child development experts who can talk about the first, like birth order and the differences that makes on, whether it does or not, on personality. But even, we talk about this all the time, of this like very, very special time that Mike and I have right now, because he's, you know, working for himself. He has his events, but he's starting a new job in January. I'm coming back in January, and we've had this time just with her that's been fairly calm because she's a pretty calm baby. And we literally will never have it again, because even if we were lucky enough to have this much time for parental leave, if we have a second kid, she's here.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And so it's like we have a toddler running around. And so it's definitely just, it's going to be inherently different, even with a second kid and all the external stuff being the same. It's just not going to be as, I don't know.
Magical?
I don't know, because I think it'll be equally magical. It certainly will be more chaotic, though,
yeah,
just because of having two. And so there is something really special that is, and I thought I was going to get a lot more done in December. Like, I had these plans of like the slow roll back into work and getting things done. But I wake up and now I'm like, I just want to hang out with you. Like, I kind of want it to end because I'm excited to get back and stuff. But also, that can wait.
Right.
Yeah.
For a couple more hours.
Yeah.
Well, again, she's at this age where she's changing so much so quickly. And maybe it's easier for us to see those that, you know, if we don't see her all the time, and I've only seen her like maybe every other week or every 2 weeks. And so the difference to me is remarkable,
yeah,
on how much she's changing. And I can only imagine how reluctant you are to give up that time of just, I just want to stare at you. Is that okay?
Well, yeah, because it's really like you pick her up, so she'll go to the nanny every day from 8 to 4. And so her waking hours, I'll really have like 4 to 7, 4 to 8 with her every day. And like, that's not a lot of time.
Yeah.
It's really not. And I think too, and we've talked about this before, for women who do not have the luxury of having 12 weeks maternity leave, my heart just breaks for them.
Yeah.
I can't even imagine how difficult that is.
Was it on this show that I mentioned the irony of the fact that, I mean, and Greg, you'll appreciate this as a new dog parent. We don't even let puppies leave their mom before 8 weeks.
Yeah, I mean.
And yet in this country, FMLA only covers 6 weeks.
It's just like when you, I remember a friend of mine a long time ago was having a baby, and she explained to me, like, in other countries, you have a baby and you just, that's it. You're on leave. You file the paperwork, and you here it's like, all right, I got to file paperwork, take my vacation, any sick days, file for FMLA. It's such a process that I was just like, this is so embarrassing as a country. I showed Jane a clip of people in England being asked how much certain things in healthcare costs.
Oh, this is hilarious.
And they were like, oh, how much is an ambulance? $100? No, like $2,700. And they were like, what? How do they do that? I'm like, we don't know. We just do it, or we go bankrupt.
We just do it.
Yep. We don't really have a choice. They show up at the house and we're like, how much are you? We can't price match while laying on the floor.
Yeah, exactly. This is a system we're stuck with, at least for right now.
Yeah.
If you are just joining us, Kristen Bry is here, as she is every Wednesday from 10:30 to 11 while she's out on maternity leave. Going to be back in just a few weeks. Going to be here before you know it. Bye-bye. Coming back in January. We are doing the good, the bad, and you stole how many of these? So we're going to start off with the good. Golden Globes were announced on Monday, and we have several native Wisconsinites who are going to be going head-to-head. Willem Dafoe from Appleton and Kenosha's Mark Ruffalo, both nominated Monday for Golden Globes for Best Supporting Actor in the movie For Poor Things.
Love me some Mark Ruffalo and some Willem Dafoe.
I haven't
both
even heard of that movie.
Neither have I.
Thank you. I felt badly because when I saw them come out, it's like, I don't even know what that is.
It's, you said it's what
this Poor is Things.
Golden Globes?
Golden Globes, Poor Things, a surreal comedy starring front runner Emma Stone. It doesn't open in theaters until December 22nd.
Oh.
That's maybe why I haven't heard of
that,
it yet.
Okay. That could be.
I always feel like Golden Globes is a 50-50 shot for me. I'm like, oh, I know that. And like, that just seems way too smart for me.
Yeah. Defoe, of course, studied theater at UW-Milwaukee. He was a member of the original Theater X company that I actually saw perform when I was in high school.
My friend's aunt and uncle started that.
Did they?
Yep.
That's what made me fall in love with theater.
Yep.
Was seeing that.
He came to town to do the commencement, he went over to their house for dinner to hang out, and she didn't sneak pictures, but she was very respectful. She was like, click, 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 click. She's like, there's Willem Dafoe in the same room as me. So.
And also, this is a stretch, I think, for considering her a Wisconsinite. Rachel Brosnahan was born here, but she grew up right outside of Chicago.
Hey, Colin Kaepernick. Yeah.
She's the marvelous Mrs. Maisel. She's fantastic. Yeah. She really is. And if you haven't had a chance to see that series, I highly recommend it. It's very funny. It's very sweet. And another Wisconsinite's in there, and that's Tony Shalhoub.
Yeah.
Who I adore.
I love him.
He's one of those people who I think I would seriously embarrass myself in front of because I'd go all fangirl.
You'd
on
have
him.
No riz.
I would.
Apparently he's kind of shy, so it would probably be really awkward because he probably wouldn't handle it. He'd be like, okay,
that's enough.
But me and Kristen would be on the sidelines just with popcorn. more. I totally forgot what I was going to say about Tony. Oh, just they came out with a Monk movie, a new brand new Monk movie on Peacock. It's like his final case, quote unquote, has the original cast.
Oh, wow.
And we were going to watch it last night, but it got a little too late. It was 8:30. I had to go to bed. So we didn't watch it. But I'll watch anything Monk related. I love that show.
And also, if you have never seen Galaxy Quest, Tony Shalhoub's in that, along with Tim Allen and Sigourney Weaver and Alan Rickman. It's priceless. Yes. It's just one of those priceless movies that I can watch over and over and over and over and over again. All right. The good, the bad.
Go on.
You go, Jane.
University Wisconsin Board of Regents will be voting around 5 o'clock today to reconsider this GOP deal that would release the raises that were already approved, because a deal is a deal, according to Robin Voss, in exchange for new limits on campus DEI programs.
Yeah. They're going to reconsider the consideration they already considered.
This is the exact same measure that they looked at and then rejected on Saturday. So what has changed?
One vote,
yeah.
So they convinced somebody.
So the question I have, and I asked Jane this before we went to air, is did someone just pull her into a room and say, we have the tapes, we have the pictures, we have the info? Because in the course of what? It's Wednesday, in 72 hours... 96 hours, they just decided to flip their vote. What's the threat here then? Because you don't just change your mind because, you know, I want to know why. There's got to be a reason why.
I agree with you. I mean, if the deal was bad on Saturday, why is the same deal better on Wednesday?
Yeah.
So under this agreement, lawmakers would release $800 million to the UW to cover cost of living raises and some building projects like the engineering building that we really, really need at UW-Madison. In exchange, the schools have to freeze the number of DEI positions through 2026 and then realign some jobs that are currently focused on diversity. And this just feels like a complete capitulation. Then we didn't, what was gained?
Yeah.
What was gained by not approving this on Saturday?
Drama.
Is there a smoking gun?
Headlines?
I don't know. I don't know. Doesn't this just make them look bad?
If this was a movie, there'd be a scandal unraveling in the second act.
I don't know. You know, I don't know enough about how the Board of Regents work as far as like promises made, because it's like they get appointed. So it's not like there was any kind of, oh, we'll help you with your reelection campaign, right? Because they're there. And so I don't know what the conversations would end up looking like as far as one vote changing their mind. But certainly this is not without its
questions.
Also just like the drama around it. But it is, I also was having this conversation earlier this week as far as, would they not just backfill those roles eventually? Like there's also the behind the scenes of what this looks like. And I know Todd made this point, I think on Monday on this show, as far as the other things that Democrats could be really getting upset about when it comes to the UW system. I know that he's been talking about this a lot in his show, and that this is the DEI thing is what they're really, and then not that they shouldn't, because I think there is valid arguments there. I also think there's valid arguments as far as, like, is the DEI programs as they exist right now doing enough? Like, we've had Quentin Claibon on before, and he makes very valid points that, like, Wisconsin-Madison has never broke 5% of their class being of people. Well, at least I think that's specifically people who are Black. And so it's like, are they doing enough?
Are
these programs? And I don't know if that's the reason why Voss and company wants to torpedo them. But as far as people who actually are in favor of a more diverse, supported class and, like, student body, is there not a good question? Like, are they working? But that may or may not be the reason that this is happening.
I think if that was the case, Robin Voss would have said outwardly to cover his tookus, he would have said, you go back and you reimagine your DEI program because right now it's not working. It's not, you know, but he didn't say that. I just think he hates the idea. It's threatening to him. And
I don't know if he hates the idea. I think Alec, because we talked to Representative Christina Shelton and Representative Hong when they went to the Alec, like, annual convention, and this DEI was now the new CRT.
Yep. Yeah. Yep. It's the new culture. It's the new culture war issue. You are listening to As Goes Wisconsin. Stay with us. It's the good, the bad, and you stole how many of these? This is the Civic Media Radio Network. Don't go away. Wisconsin, Jane Matinair, in for Kristen Bry, Greg Bach with me in studio, Calvin's on the board, and Kristen is joining us on the StreamYard as she does every Wednesday while she's on maternity leave from 10:30 until 11 a.m. I encourage you to join us on the stream on Facebook, YouTube, and or Twitter, and if you have any questions for Mama K, you can always call and or text at 844-967-2789. We did get a text earlier this morning, Kristen. She wants to know, we're having a cookie exchange on Friday between Carol and Greg and Calvin and I. And originally it was going to be cookies only. And then we had to make a special dispensation for brownies. So there's a special brownie exception. And are you okay with the brownie exception, or do you think that's breaking the rules?
Well, it's specifically supposed to be holiday related.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't feel like brownies are specific to Christmas.
Don't look at me, Jane. This was Carol. I adhered to the cookie only part of the agreement. But I saw, and you got real in my face about it. You were like, no, absolutely not. Then as soon as your buddy Carol walks in and says, I'm going to make brownie, you folded like a cheap Donald Trump suit for sale.
It was the lure of the caramel and the brownie and the nuts. I think that's what, that's
what. So you just want a brownie.
I pretty much want.
Is that what Carol's making?
I don't remember.
I'm making the,
That's fine.
Oh, okay, fine. I'm just going to go over here and just do nothing.
We're doing our cookie exchange. Our holiday treat exchange is what we'll call it.
I'm only in this for the cookies that Calvin's bringing.
Everybody wants Calvin's mom's cookies.
Yeah. What's Calvin's mom's cookies?
Calvin, tell Kristen.
They're a special, magical.
They're called sour cream cookies. I'm a little worried people are going to be a little let down. But
what are they akin to?
I don't know. They're just like a fluffy sugar cookie, I guess.
So it's like, yeah. So okay. It's like a butter cookie, but with lots of sour cream.
Oh. Is like a sour cream frosting or is it baked into the cookie, Calvin?
There's no frosting on them. It's just sugar sprinkles.
I'm sure we're all going to love it.
Sugar sprinkles.
I'm sure we're all going to love it. All right.
Who doesn't love sugar sprinkles?
We are doing the good, the bad, and you stole how many of these? Stafford, Virginia, sheriff's deputies had been trying to find out who was stealing side mirrors from tractor trailers over the course of 3 years. 3 years this has been going on. They finally found him, Carlos Flores Hernandez, 27 years old, now facing two counts of grand larceny in Stafford, Virginia. 206 side mirrors from tractor trailers over the course of 3 years. And this really had some bad impacts for these truck drivers. They would have to wait for the replacement parts. You can't be out on the road without these things.
Yeah.
That's your thing.
What do you do with those?
He had them in a box.
So he wasn't even like pawning them to make money. Like he just was like a collector.
Well, wouldn't you make an art sculpture out of them or something? I mean, come on. You have 206.
You asked me to put myself into the brain of a person who sold 202.
Six.
206. My apologies, sir. Not to disrespect your thievery. No, I don't know. But it's like three years of manpower and resources in the police department. I just imagine whomever was in charge of this just has a big whiteboard with pictures taped to it and red string pointing to.
Where was this again?
This was in Virginia.
How big was this town?
That I cannot tell you. It's a Stafford, Virginia.
I'm on it.
But
I'm trying to think of like Milwaukee Police Department. If you were to complain about your side mirror getting taken, they'd be like, all right, we got a lot of cars that have been missing. So deal.
Forget the mirror.
You can deal.
Yeah, population 4,300.
Okay.
This was high crime in state.
Well, it was. And amazingly, this guy would have kept getting away with it until 2 weeks ago. Some guy with a truck put an AirTag tracker on his mirror. And the guy stole that mirror.
Yeah.
And that's how they found him.
I would have gotten away with it, too.
Yes, it was the perfect crime.
Thanks, Tim Cook.
Up until that moment, this was the perfect crime.
And then when they interviewed him, he said, you know, hindsight being 2020.
Oh.
I shouldn't have done it.
How about jail is closer than it appears?
I was waiting for that one.
I'm just not funny anymore. I give up. Just not funny anymore.
Well, Carlos, I hope it was worth it. Carlos Flores Hernandez, 27, two felony counts. You could be going away for a while.
Wait, two felony counts?
Two felony counts and of grand larceny. Two counts of tampering with a vehicle, but they're still investigating, and they say more charges are possible.
I'm in for murder. Wow. I'm in for rioting. I'm in gang. What are you in for? I stole mirrors.
And everybody moved away from me on the bench.
Yeah, I was going to say, that probably freaked me out if I was in jail. I'd be like, you crazy. Yeah. There's something crazy, crazy about you.
There's something wrong with you.
Like, this was the highway to just stealing people's hair or something. I don't know. just that's weird.
Again, I remain disappointed that he didn't even do anything with them. If you're going to spend all this time to collect 206 of them, then make a collage. What are you, just lazy?
Now you're judging his
use of his stolen items. Let out your inner artist or something. Come on, it's going to be your last chance,
Carlos. Give us motive.
What's the motive?
Give us some satisfaction of a motive, at least.
All right. What's up for the rest of your day today, Kristen Bry?
What is up for the rest of my day? Oh, actually, Zizzo, which is a marketing company that our friend works for, they every year do a donut eating smackdown, and Mike participated, and he also wore his Santa suit while he participated to promote. He has 12 bars of Christmas, his downtown bar crawl, if anyone's looking for something to do on Saturday.
Yep.
Quick plug for that. But they did not make it to the top five, but it is a fundraiser for the United Way of Greater Milwaukee and Waukesha.
Nice.
So I will send you guys the link so we can add it to the show notes today. If anyone wants to still donate, United Way is obviously an incredible organization. And so we are headed to an event from this evening at Central Waters to see who the winner was.
Sounds fun. Take care, my friend. We will see you next Wednesday at 10:33. Stay with us. Coming up, the news, followed by a new segment of More Words from Men. This is As Goes Wisconsin across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Got it.